Call the February 12th meeting of the Goshen Redevelopment Commission to order. Tracy, would you please call the roll?
Diane Garber.
Here.
Andrew Johnson.
Here.
Brian Kreider.
Here.
Amanda Walt. Thomas Stump.
Here.
Vince Turner.
Here.
You have a copy of last month's minutes. Any additions or corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and it passes unanimously. We have a new board member to introduce. Actually, we have two. One's here, and it's Brian Garber, city council appointment. So Brian is in the blue shirt. What are we doing about swearing in? Do we do that anymore, or do we just sign the papers?
Well, all that's required is that you sign the paperwork.
Okay.
And take the oath.
That's what I thought, but Tracy questioned me.
Yeah. There's actually no.
So I thought I better check.
Actually, there's no requirement that you formally take the oath at a public meeting or anything of that nature. You have to sign the oath, and it can be notarized and do it. And we've done it both ways.
Okay, so technically, I suppose we should sign those now.
That would be a good idea if he's going to vote today. Yeah.
Okay, so the papers are up front here. We'll take a few minutes to sign those, all of us.
Maybe we don't wind the vote yet.
And, well, it depends how he's going to vote.
Poor guy's already been hit up about snowblower service when he first walks in the door.
Is that conflict of interest?
I don't.
Okay, we have one item to add to the agenda, and that is an agreement for funding from the Redevelopment Commission for the Goshen Theater. And I think
it's just going to be a discussion item.
Discussion item. So what do you want to add, that first thing?
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Somebody in the audience thinks that's a good place to put it.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good idea. So if there's no objection, we'll add the theater discussion next. So it'll be the first item on the agenda. That's all right. Okay, so who's making the presentation on this? Are you Mark or Larry?
I probably can. We were hoping to get something that the council actually, or the commission could actually look at and vote on if everybody was comfortable with. But you know, we were exchanging things back and forth, so we really never quite got that far, but we thought it would be a good idea to go ahead and discuss today where we're at. We have a couple relatively small issues to work out, but the commission may have other questions that we might as well go ahead and discuss those now and see if we can work those out. The commission, and Mark can help me maybe on the timing a little bit, but quite some time ago, committed $850,000 to the Goshen Theater project, and this is the beginning of the documentation of that particular commitment. The idea was to pay that $850,000 from the River Race TIF district, and after discussing this with the attorneys at Ice Miller and Humboldt Accounting, that the preferred method by them to do so was through a loan agreement on the $850,000, with that loan being forgiven over a period of time once they met certain standards that are set forth in this particular agreement. So the idea that is that once they're ready to begin the project, which I think is intended to be fairly soon, we will provide them with $850,000. And that that $850,000 will be forgiven, $425,000 of it will be forgiven at the point in time that they reach the items in phase one, which is Exhibit A in this particular agreement. Once they've done those improvements, we would give $425,000 of it. The agreement as it's written then says that over a period of 5 years, that as long as they continue to make the facility available for public events that were open to the public, that we would forgive $85,000 a year until the remaining $425,000 of that component is eliminated. The second part of this is that $150,000 was loaned to the theater in 2014, in July of 2014, but sometime in 2014. To assist them in their initial purchase of the property. That is also included in this, and then once all the improvements made for phase one have been made at a rate of $30,000 a year for 5 years, that would be forgiven. So by 2025 or thereabouts, the entire $850,000 would be forgiven, and the $150,000 would be forgiven. Some of the people on this commission were here when we first talked about this, but the original amount of $850,000 was intended to be a grant, but we wanted to be able to do it as a donation. In talking with Ice Miller and Humball, they said that in order to actually be able to use TIF dollars appropriately for them, we had to use, there actually were a couple of different formats we could use, but this one we found to be the least onerous of the one options we were given to be able to get that particular funding. The $150,000 from the original purchase of the building is for the people that were on the commission at that point in time. We were never terribly interested in owning the building, and so that was sort of our way of supporting this particular project without actually obtaining any ownership. Issues that we currently have that we're still working on a little bit is the... Right now, it establishes that if there is a sale of the property, that the commission would have to give their blessing to the sale. We're trying to set some standards for that so that we can't arbitrarily just saying, oh, no, we don't like these people, you can't sell it to them. And we're still working on those standards, and that's one of the areas that we have some disagreement, and it seems like there's another area that escapes me at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm just
reading the first time.
Yeah.
I think the idea is that if we continue to kind of operate as a theater, it's hard to say exactly what we're going to do there because we've got like corporate events coming in, we've got other things that we're trying to host there to get the revenue base up. So I guess if you're comfortable. Right now it's at 75%. If we could just get it to 50%, I don't think we have an issue with kind of continuing on knowing that we're going to be at least 50% the kind of the theater-y stuff, if you would.
There's a longer-term component to that I didn't explain,
yeah.
which exceeds, once everything has been forgiven, that they have committed until 2045, at least that's the proposal.
Forever.
And he, like me, we've negotiated this, neither one of us have any approvals at this point in time.
Right, by the way, everything we say here has got to be approved by the theater board.
And we don't need just redevelopment, we need redevelopment, the economic development commission, and the Goshen Common Council to approve this, so.
So basically, Larry, what I just read here, I mean, I think it would be something we'd be comfortable presenting to the board of the theater, if we can just, that 75%, that if we could get it to 50%, that way, we don't have to worry every year about, okay, now what percent of corporate events and those other things did we do that weren't actual kind of theater stuff?
And while I did a very complicated mathematical.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
That's sort of this commission's decision.
Exactly.
Your input would be appreciated in that.
And I'm just a number person who always worries about a number I have to meet, 75%. I just don't want to not meet it, is bottom line, so. I think, what are the part that we, and then.
Something else we were disagreeing, maybe too strong a word, but still working on.
I think that was, so the biggest thing was if we, if some change of ownership takes place, the bottom line is, this commission would have to approve it. That's the bottom line, is that we'd have to come back and get approval, which.
Until all the.
Even then.
Then, yeah.
Until 45.
Different standard, but yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Plus 50% of that. So I think we're pretty close, actually.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
If we could keep it at 50%, if we could get it 50% for the first term, the 5 years, because we don't know what Amber's going to come up with to make us some money there. Something of good reputation, I'm sure, but if we could get that, and then the rest of it, I don't know that there's a whole lot of, I mean, at this point, we're just acknowledging the fact that we're going to have to come to the commission to get, if there's a transfer, which is, you know, on the scale of 1 to 10, very unlikely, 9, unlikely. So they're just going to have to approve any transfer.
So what's the commission's thought on the reduction from 75% to 50% of the pot? This has to do with, there's a litany in here of performances, concerts, exhibitions, something like that else that's on there, that are generally open to the public. You know, it says for the first 5 years, 75% of their events need to meet that criteria. Later, it only needs to be 50. He would like to make it 50 all the way through.
So Amber's, you know, one thing, we're looking at weddings, wedding receptions, corporate events, I mean, just a number of things that can get into the theater and get us a few bucks, right, to keep the thing going. And so I just, I don't want to have to every year calculate 75% and go, oh, Amber, we blew it. We did 74 instead of 75%, so we have to go get forgiveness, you know, from the council. That's really it. I mean, I think 50%, we're decently comfortable that, yeah, we can kind of keep theater-y kind of things, movies and.
So is this on page 3, item 3, is that where you're talking about?
Page 2, item 4.
Page 2, item 4, that 75% in paragraph 4, we go to, all I'm asking is to consider going to 50. That way we don't have to worry about what we're doing.
You're both right.
Oh, it's in two places.
Well, it's two different things. One is the forgiveness of the $150,000.
It's the same issue on the two different loans.
Right.
Yeah, same issue on two different loans.
And just to clarify, those events, even though they are private, the facility is operated as a rental facility, so anybody who wants to do a wedding or a private corporate event will have the opportunity to rent the facility for their, for them.
Yeah.
Right. I think any public event is any event we unlock the doors for.
Right, you have tickets and.
Right, or, yes, depending on.
But in some cases, they'll rent it out privately, in other words, nobody else can come into the area and, you know.
In some cases.
Crash their Christmas party.
Private events are often the money generators.
Yes, they are.
A lot of times, the public events are, you know, like the movies, and aren't necessarily the money-making type of activities.
Yeah, but we still, I mean, and in our projections, we're still showing like 2 or 3 free movies a month.
Yeah.
And so we're really trying to skate both sides of the fence, if you would, on that.
Where is the information on, like, your future plans as far as what the taxpayers will see back for this, you know, million-dollar grant for loan or whatever?
You know, from a.
I mean, it's. it's $1 million that the city is basically in a $4 million project, only 25% of the project.
So I'm going to take 10 seconds and tell you that, you know, I ran financial projections, and our goal is to try to get this thing to break even so that we don't hit the city every year again. That might take a couple years to build up to that, right? So that's the financial end of it. Our goal is to do that, mm-hmm. to break even and to keep the place open and renovated and looking good. Amber can speak to you about what all we're doing in there.
Yeah, I guess though it's not necessarily, the how you're going to keep it in black when you do. I'm talking about for the $1 million the taxpayers in the city of Goshen are giving the theater project, what are they getting in return? Free movies?
There's a building that very likely could be mothballed. It could have been mothballed, and now it's open. It's a Keystone facility in the middle of the town. Marquee's going to be gone. There's going to be events. People are going to be coming and going. It's going to be a nice place to go at night with your family or wherever. I assume the restaurants in town are going to feel it. I assume all the downtown shops are going to feel it.
Yeah.
But if you were there last Friday night and we had like 326. She's a better numbers person than I am. 326 people who showed up for the free movie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the donations and the underwriting more than covered those costs associated with that. But it's a good place for the community to get together. People from all different cuts end up going to those free movies. It's a nice place for corporations to come hold a public event, you know, a private event, I guess. So we wouldn't be doing it. You got 20 volunteers who believe it's a really good idea to keep that Goshen Theater up and running, and you got half of those on the fundraising side and half on the board side who are doing everything we can to make it something that's very positive for the community.
I think you also have the circumstance where it's not just a free movie, it's experiencing the history of Goshen in a very visceral way for citizens of Goshen for all ages. So I think that's a big part of the taxpayer return as well, is experiencing the building as well as the event itself.
You used the phrase, so we don't have to keep hitting the city. Well, I don't mean that humorously.
No, I get it.
Have you been led to believe that that's a possibility? Because I've been led to believe it's not.
Say that again. You're not.
Have you been led to believe that there's a possibility that there's a shortfall, the city will step up?
Well, each year up until this point, the city has, in fact, been giving us $50,000 a year for operations, to fund the operations. We took a big step this last year. We hired Amber. We've got another staff person on board, and so we've got some additional costs. We're going to have to up our insurance a little bit. With the renovations, right? So we're going to have additional costs. So our goal is, as these events get to roll, I mean, it takes a little bit of time. You got to roll these events out. People got to hear about them and come. Our goal is to eventually get to that place where Goshen doesn't need to do that 50. We're counting on some help. In the meantime, we're asking the Community Foundation, Elkhart County, to help us out a little bit, too, if they can. But we're going to need a little bit of help for a while until we can kind of get these events to where they're making that money. I think that's out of the question that we'll get there in terms of being able to, you know, get away from that kind of extra support, but it'll take some time. I mean, this building's an old building. It's not, after the renovation, this will help, but it's not necessarily suited to entertainment groups in terms of their comfort level being there in terms of green rooms, getting ready, dressing rooms, all that stuff. Doesn't necessarily, we're not set up right now to attract really, I would say, middle tier type of entertainment, because it's just not there. And so the renovation phase one is to try to get it to where we can maybe start attracting some people who want nice dressing rooms and
Dressing rooms at all.
They don't have to walk down the alley and go up to the conference room.
Doug, could you just mention the endowment and the goal there? Because I think that helps address some of the sustainability of the issue.
Sure. So we're shooting for a $1 million endowment, and that'll kick us off $50,000 a year from the Community Foundation. They'll give us $50,000 a year on that. So we're at about 340 of that is collected right now, so we're still fundraising for that. So in the meantime, that's where we're needing a little extra support from the foundation. We're going to them for a grant, basically, to help fund until the endowment starts kicking in. And that's where we've gone to the city, too. So, I mean, there's people very intent on making this thing work. And from my standpoint, dollar-wise, but more importantly, from what Amber's done, which is really make it a neat place for the community.
There's nothing in this draft agreement, and it's not intended to be anything in the draft agreement, that will address any of the ongoing expenses that they're discussing right now. That, you know, redevelopment is not being asked to provide that now. What happens past that is a different issue, but it is not something that they're coming to redevelop.
As far as the city's gone, that's been an annual, year-by-year ask. And, you know, the volunteers who are trying to make this thing go, we get it. I mean, we're trying to make the money work, too. We know we can't go to the well for 20 more years for that 50 grand, so we're trying to make the thing work. And we think it's a good thing for downtown Goshen. Wouldn't be a fun thing to have that building sit empty and inactive and go into disrepair and have to figure out what to do with it.
I think if any of the commission members offer this, and you can agree or not, but if anybody would be interested in seeing what the pro forma looks like, Doug has done, I've never seen a not-for-profit with that kind of a financial plan that he's put together. So if you're interested, or if anybody is, in seeing, you know, the one-year budget and, you know, how that works.
Yesterday I did one through 223, because that's the 2023. That's what the Elkhart County Foundation wanted. So, yeah. So, and I'm always kind of a Eeyore type of person, I think it's halfway workable. I think it's halfway workable. And right here you're seeing the reason why. If she's getting events in, and we're starting to make some money at them.
So if you have a corporate event, how many people will that handle for a corporate event?
We have a current capacity of 713 people, and not a lot of corporations with that size of party. So yeah, we could handle up to 713.
So you're talking about the movie theater itself?
Yes, the theater itself is 713 people by itself. The ballroom has a capacity of 150. We currently have a downstairs dance studio, which will be no more after that.
In the lobby,
yeah, that's a 35. But when that's expanded, that will probably triple the capacity for that lobby area. And also, in addition to addressing something with the 75%, we also have office space, conference room spaces, and other things that would not necessarily be conducive to, like, theater, concert, show, exhibition-type events, which could also be things that are use of the facility. So the facility is larger than just the theater venue itself.
The church gives you 50 days a year, so that helps with the numbers.
Church has given us like 2,100 a month. So,
yeah.
They have Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, I think, right?
Yeah, Wednesday is rehearsal. Thursday.
Yeah,
rehearsal.
Okay. And we had a windfall a number of years ago, and Gina and Ben were able to procure a three-way liquor license. And so we can serve alcohol and keep most of the profits there, so we're not having to hire a caterer in and fund, you know, parcel off that profitability. So we've got some ways we think we can make it go. The key is, right now, and Amber's educated me on this, is some of the acts are, you know, I call them finicky. Some of them really do want a nicer place to be able to park their stuff while they're putting on a show.
No orange M&Ms and all that other kind of stuff.
We're
like,
not into that yet. They just want to close the door.
Yeah, so.
I have a larger concern, because it seems to me to be a switch. I've slept since then, so I'll be corrected if I'm corrected. But $150,000 during the course of the discussion for the $850,000 that was to come from redevelopment, I thought this commission was pretty insistent that this loan would be paid back. So seeing the $150,000 forgiven in here is a bit of, let me finish please, is a bit of a surprise for me. Because even if I'm wrong about that, if the commission had said that, I can tell you my vote was predicated on the fact that we would be paid back.
I only have some disagreement with you. That's unusual, I realize. The only thing is, I don't think those two things were ever linked. I don't think our discussions about the 850 included the discussions about the one.
I would disagree, because I'm telling you that I would not have voted for the 850.
We can go back on that, but they basically were separate discussions. And I will say that our original response in these was only with the 850, there was the request made for the additional 150 to come in. So I for the most part, agree with you, but I don't think those two...
Well, we'll agree to disagree on the semantics.
Okay.
Well, I guess one thing that concerns me just a little bit, and I'm not sure how much, is we're putting this money in, a lot of private money, some public money, but part of this, part of these things you're talking about are going to be competing with people that are already downtown and already at Linway Plaza. So, you know, I have a concern about that.
Hey, Tom, just on that one, we're not doing any first-run movies at all. It's like last Friday it was E.T., which is 35 years old. So we're not. Our goal would be not to compete with Linway. I would say possibly the corporate parties that we did, how many of? Maybe three or four?
Four.
For board members. that wouldn't be our focus, but there would definitely be, that would possibly compete with Spawn or something like that. But we're not, there's no really goal to try to compete with Linway in terms of movies. There's no way the movies will cross over.
Well, there might not be direct competition, but you are going to have 325 people down there that wouldn't go to Linway. And I'm just bringing
that up.
They
probably wouldn't go anyway.
You've got a pretty good chunk of public money here.
Understood.
As far as the three-way liquor license, that you know, that competes with some of the people that are downtown. So, you know, I don't want to have you feel that you have to be so aggressive to get this 75% that you actually end up hurting some of these other people that are already down there, because that wasn't the original intent. It was more of a everything working together to bring even more people in.
Yeah, and that's our intent, too. Absolutely.
I think one thing to be noted in my experience is that of the 326 people that were at ET, a large portion of them would not have been able to afford to go to Linway Plaza to see a movie. It was a free movie, and there were a lot of large families, and most of the comments that I hear from our patrons are, thank you for doing this. We couldn't afford to do this with our whole family without you doing this for free. So that is
all. And our three-way liquor, I mean... So we're open during events, so someone can grab a beer and go into the event. We're not open for people to hang out in the evenings, you know, with their buddies for it. So we are sensitive to that. I get it, Tom. But you're right. We don't want to be too aggressive. We always want to watch that and make sure we're not pushing that too hard, because we don't want to hurt anybody else, for sure. That's not the intent at all.
Okay, so back to the question now. You want us to lower this... threshold of 75%. So that's
actually not asking for any official action today. We're actually for a comment.
Discussion.
And we'll bring you back something at the next meeting that's more...
Okay. Well, in order for you to have that information,
we have to
talk about it. So that is the... You know, that's what we're talking about now. I don't know what... how other people feel. I guess I... What drew you to this 75% in the first place?
It wasn't 100%.
It wasn't 100%.
In my 50, it's just less than 75.
Okay. So there's no technical reason it has to be 50 or 75 or...
No, just something that we don't have to worry about. We'll do our best. And
is it use of the auditorium? And is it measured in hours?
Yeah, and those are things we need to...
We're not going to make it into a BW3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the intent here, is we're not going to make it into something that it's not.
Right.
What our real goal, as far as when we were putting this together, was we wanted a commitment that there was going to be a significant part of the operation that was open to the general public. That's really what our goal was.
Yeah.
And as far as how that is accomplished, we're open to ideas.
And that's part of the discussion. I do agree with your recollection of it.
Because frankly, that's
it grew out of, and it grew out of, we're concerned about, since we were putting as much public money into it as we are, it grew out of, okay, if the park department has a need, if the school corporation has a need, if other public entities have a need, then we wanted to be sure that it was available for the general public. And you seem to have done a very good job of guaranteeing that.
Exactly, and this whole 50, 75, whatever you want, I mean, our private donors are giving because it's a theater. And so, you know, and so it's the foundation, they're giving them because it's a theater. So we're not, I mean, this just honors what our people are giving for. And you, same with you. So
my recollection, Vince, on this 150 and the 850,000 was maybe we'd get it back, but probably we wouldn't, or maybe we wouldn't. I never had feeling that we were absolutely going to. I know that was a feeling maybe that we were going to get it back, but realistically, you know, it's a downtown redevelopment project, and probably we're not going to get it back. That was my feeling pretty much all along, even though, you know, there was an indication we might get it back. You know how things work on this commission.
I do.
We put money out. We don't get money back. We get other things back besides money.
I do, but it's also something that I articulated a bit at the last meeting. Is it's a trend I'm hoping to reverse a little bit.
I agree with that.
I think it sets a poor precedent that, you know, that an entity can come and ask for a loan and with the idea of, well, you know, if we hold out long enough, then maybe they'll just forgive it. And I don't want to make you the guinea pig or the victim, but at the same time, I mean, like I said, Larry and I disagree on our recollection, but I can tell you that my vote was predicated on that we get 150 back.
And when you're talking about the loan, I realize in this document they're both referred to as loans. You are remembering that the original 150 was a grant.
That I don't remember, but if I'm correct, I'm correct.
Okay. I mean, that was the idea all along. Our search has been for a method to be able to use TIF dollars for that grant, and this is the mechanism that we use.
That's why the 850 is a loan, because you couldn't just give it outright, right, get it a loan.
Right, and that's, I have no qualms with the 850. That's who I'm trying to live up to what we said and what the agreement was.
So I thought it was a good goal to try to get this thing to break even and not ask for more support money. And
just
going to head that way.
And again, I'm not trying to make you the guinea pig or you the victim or whatever, but I'm just really concerned that, you know, we're going to have to change TIF to ATM. And, you know, it's we're in danger of setting some poor precedents.
Well, but we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
I understand.
And we're trying to improve the community with these types of funding, and so that is part of our job. Well, let's get back to this.
Make one quick comment there. The board. Everett leads the board, fantastic job as the chairperson. There's a fundraising committee, which is a whole separate group of people that's been working their butts off for a year now on fundraising. The city stepped up the first major gift and commitment to this project.
Right.
And without the commission doing that, making that pledge and commitment, there would be no $3-5 billion.
Off the,
right. So this, so we've been able to leverage this investment 4 or 5 times. And
850 gets you $4 million.
So getting back to this 75% usage by the general public, do you have any comments on that, or does it make a difference between 50 and 75?
As long as you do one more event for the public than you do private, I think it's great. I think that would work.
Andrea? Brian?
I'll do
51%.
Yeah, 51%. Okay, so we have a couple 51s, 51s, a 75. I'd be someplace in the middle probably. I don't know about you, Vince.
Probably a little closer to the middle. I just, the 1 over 50 is... But So, I'm kind of a spirit of the law guy, and when I'm sitting next to a guy who has to go by the letter of the law, so.
I'm kind of a letter of the law person, that's what I thought.
Okay, so we're with you generally speaking, it looks like, to some extent, so we're open to that.
Just as a follow-up, I know you've taken a lot of time. We are submitting vouchers right now to regional cities, and part of their payment process is to, they want to make sure that our other public funding and our private funding are all coming in the same tranches, so 20, 20, and 60, in terms of them, public and private. All I'm saying is that haste would be great. Because so far I've submitted a number of requests without the 850 in, and so they're kind of saying, when's that going to happen? So I'm sure we're probably fine. I'm sure we're fine for now, but I just don't want that request to go in and not get their 20 because we're still waiting on the 850. So
as far as timeline is concerned, this board meets once a month, and so it would be next month before we could take it up. And as I indicated before, that we need two other approvals, but neither of those approvals can happen until this group approves it.
Right.
So we would be looking at probably the third meeting, I mean the third week in March before the council could take it up.
And I think what you're looking for.
So that's basically the time frame where we could give you, yeah, we've got all the approvals.
If you're also looking not just the final approval, but incrementally, if you can show that we are going through the process and we're filling, you know, we're making progress.
Maybe you could call Regina and ask her what all she would require for me to show. That's my only concern, is that there, I think we have cash from private sources, et cetera, to keep it going till that point, because I don't think our major bills from the construction are going to come in until May after the Riverbend Film Festival, right? So, but I just want to make sure Regina's happy. I don't want to
I don't want to
alienate any of my funding sources.
Okay, including redevelopment?
Including redevelopment. That's why we're here, of course.
So getting back to the draft itself, are there any other questions about the draft or any other criticisms? Or, you know, you briefly read through it. I don't do very good at reading these things at the meeting, but I briefly read through it.
And because of that, anybody that has any comments later, feel free to make them, because I realize you just got it as you walked in here. So, as you read through it, if you have any concerns or any comments, go ahead and make them. We'll try to address them.
And we're going to do the same with our board.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have the same issue.
A couple comments back from them, so I'll give Becky or Larry a call or Mark or somebody.
Are there any questions from the audience or comments? Okay, we have two people. So, Adam, you might as well start it off.
Adam Sharp, Goshen. I want to just thank you for raising the issue of the competition with private enterprises. I find myself occasionally squirming in my seat as a person who, with my wife, owns and operates both a wedding venue that hosts a similar number of people and a downtown event space, blank space, that hosts a number of people that I think is similar to maybe one of the rooms here at the theater. So I kind of squirm, and I think I'll probably need to talk with the legal department about what that means for voting once this comes to the council. So that's legitimate. Also, it does cut the other way in that, the bringing the Riverbend Film Festival in, our, venues like ours can benefit from that. There are pluses and minuses, so it's not just if it's the same type of thing, it's taking business away, that there is some level of rising tide can lift all ships. But I appreciate you raising it, and I don't think it's a simple or straightforward issue one way or the other.
No, it's not, because we do want to save that building, and
right.
We want to work out a way that's amicable to everybody involved, at least that would be the goal. And it may not be easy to do, but that's that would be my goal.
So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mayor.
Jeremy Stetson, Mayor Goshen. Just wanted a little bit of the history. I think it was 2015 when regional cities got started. Mayor Kaufman at that time had signed paperwork and committed that the city would do the 20%, and that was with discussions with this board as well. So I just want to remind everybody, we're not, today or next month isn't going to be about whether or not we give the money, it's how we give the money. We've already committed to do this. If we don't do this, and there are just a couple comments that made me a little worried, if we don't do this, it costs some regional cities, the whole thing falls apart. So the city has been very upfront. We've been talking about this very publicly, city council and here. So I just want to make sure we are moving forward. And I think the comments of the percentages and changing that, that's, you know, changing the years, taking the $150,000 out, that's, you know, that's something you can do. But the $850,000, we need to be just deciding how are we getting it to them, because that's been a long-term commitment that we've made to multiple entities, the state and all the private donors that we're doing this. So just encourage you to think around those lines. So I think it's a really important project for the city of Goshen.
And the 850 is in the approved capital plan, so it's in the budget.
Thank you, Mayor. Any other comments from the audience? Okay, does that give you what you need, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, great. If it does, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is new business. You bet, Doug. Thank you. Which is election of a secretary. So, I don't know. It's either Andrea or Brian. Or it could be the other Brian, too, but that'd be kind of unfair.
We have to sign a lot of papers.
I would be interested.
Okay. I second that.
Okay, so we need somebody to make a motion to appoint Andrea Johnson as our secretary.
I nominate Andrea Johnson as secretary for the commission.
Is there a second?
Second.
Anybody move nominations to be closed?
I move nominations to be closed.
Okay, so we have one candidate. All those in favor of Andrea Johnson being our secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed say no, and it passes unanimously. So congratulations.
That's right. Didn't take the bus long to run over you.
I love it. It was only fun when I thought you wanted it.
What? I won?
What?
So we'll move to Resolution 7, 2019, which is award of bid and authorized payment to NDOT for Kircher Road Reconstruction Phase 2, Deerdorf Road to US 33.
No. The bids came in for the Kircher Phase 2 project, which as you said is from Deerdorf to US 33. It'll be constructed this construction season, and the estimate was just over $4.5 million. We had favorable bids. Ruth Riley was the lowest bid with just over $3.7 million. We have not received our 20% invoice from NDOT yet. They handle all of the construction related to Ruth Riley. So after the bid, that they'll invoice us the 20%. And in order to kind of speed up the process, we're asking for that approval at today's meeting so that we can run it through Board of Works once we get it, so we don't have to wait until the next meeting, and then we can ratify it. So, do you have any questions?
That's the $751,600.
Yep. It's 20% of the bid amount. Yep.
Any questions from the commission? I should introduce this young lady to you. This is Leslie B.
Yes.
And she is one of the city engineers.
Traffic.
And normally she handles the traffic and among other things.
Federal projects, usually.
She never brings us any change orders.
Yeah, normally the change orders she brings are more money. And she's got a co-conspirator, too. He isn't up here yet, but we'll introduce him to you as well.
I'm
hand up.
So any questions or comments from the audience? Back to the commission. Any comments or questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 7-2019.
So move.
Okay, if there are no other questions, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 7-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. And it passes unanimously. Next item is Resolution 8-2019. Which is approve an amendment to the agreement with JPR for design and survey work, the 3rd Street, Jefferson Street, and River Race Drive modifications.
So last year we have a contract with JPR to do the survey and bid documents for the 3rd Jefferson River Race development area that we're working on. They did phase one last year with the improvements on 3rd Street at Jefferson. Phase two is to do the improvements on River Race to extend it farther to the north and also add the pervious parking and sidewalks and storm improvements for the River Arch development that's going to be going in there. Part of the design will impact the parking at Crowder's law office. So this amendment is to survey the parking lot on the private property and also survey the city's parking lot on the southwest corner of Washington and 3rd Street to see if we can offset some of those parking impacts by extending our parking lot and designate those spots for the law office. So there is extra survey work that needs to be done, and hopefully if we can come to an agreement, that would be put into the design package that we're about ready to put out. So
this is all part of this area's improvement with the new apartments that are being built down.
Correct.
There, the River Art.
Yep.
Is that what they're called, River Art?
River Arts, yeah.
And there's a small park down there, and there's going to be another parking lot on the south side of the alley. So this is just generally improvements in that area that we've talked about.
Yeah, so on the second page of the memo, I have a really small drawing of the plans. 3rd Street is at the bottom of the drawing, and River Race is at the top. So it shows where the pervious parking lot is going to be, and that big dark area is where the apartments are going to be. And so Crowder's is just north of the alley. That's where the apartments are going to be. So in order to improve the turn radius where the alley meets River Race, we're going to be impacting that parking lot.
So how many parking spots is that?
Well, the survey will help us to determine. It's the parking lot isn't paved currently, and it's just you kind of come in and out and park wherever you want. So I would imagine 4 or 5 spots total.
So have you
I can tell you that based on my conversations, you think it's 6 spots that will be impacted.
Yeah, and
I didn't hear that, Mark. How many?
Six.
Oh, 6?
Yeah, he thinks he's got room for 12. And I'm not saying I agree with him, but I know that's his position. And that he thinks 6 will be impacted by what we're doing. So that's his position.
Yeah, and that's what we'll determine with the survey, and we'll do some parking lot layouts and see how we can offset that.
Any questions from the commission? Questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 8-2019. Any other questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 8-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 9-2019, is authorized acceptance and execution of the purchase agreement of 102 East Kircher Road.
At last month's meeting, the commission approved a listing agreement with Patty Miller with Century 21 for the property at 102 East Kircher. Prior to that, the commission had gone through the request for proposal process to find an interested seller, and none had came forward that were anywhere close to the listing price, which was the average of the two appraisals. The property has been listed, and we have received one offer. Per the original agreement, if it met two qualifications, one being the full listing price of $175,000, and the second being either a conventional mortgage or cash, it would just be accepted. This offer is for the full purchase price of $175,000. However, they're requesting to utilize a VA loan, which is not what was previously approved. They have agreed to place up to $5,000 into escrow above and beyond the $175,000 to make any repairs needed that are called out through their appraisal process, appraisal and inspection. And they are agreeing to close on or before August or April 30th of this year. So we are here to request approval from the commission to move forward with this.
And there's one other thing, that if the VA loan requires improvements or repairs in excess of $5,000, either party can void the agreement.
Do we know that the VA loan acts like a typical mortgage?
Well, it acts like a typical mortgage, except that, like, well, there's other mortgages that operate the same way, but they, in order to do it, may require certain repairs to be made, and that's why they've agreed to put the $5,000 in escrow to cover them. And that's also why we gave both parties an out. If all of a sudden they say, hey, there's $25,000, $30,000 in repairs that are going to be required before we give a loan, well, either one of us can sort of step back and say, okay, what are we willing to do under those circumstances?
Typical government lending, more or less, the fail safe. Do you need an amendment to the agreement for that, or
we just need authorization for us to execute the document?
There's a resolution, isn't there?
Maybe, but
I think this current offer is good through today. pressure.
And part of it is the offer has been on the table for a while.
A week and several days.
And we were waiting to get to the commission to give the approval.
It's a good faith offer, and if it's the opportunity to go the VA route, then technically, it's not a conventional loan, but there's not a lot of difference except for that fail-safe that the government asks for, either in VA or FHA.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions from the commission? Anything from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 9-2019.
So move.
Second. Any other questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 9-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. Next item is approval of the Register of Claims, which you should have received in your packet. Are there any questions or comments about those claims? If there are no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the claims as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the claims as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. The next item is the monthly redevelopment report, which Mark includes with the packet every month. And I don't know... I don't know if there's anything you care to highlight in there, particularly for Brian.
Just as an update to the commission in general, on the townhome project, we are negotiating hopefully the final terms with Insight Development, Scott Savon, for the townhome site, which originally was Dave Matthews' site. And the plan is to have that ready to present to the commission at the March meeting. So he would be here to give an overview of the project, and we could go through the agreement at that time.
Any questions about any of these projects?
Where is he with the other two projects?
Becky's been working with him a little closer. She might be able to give you an update. I think that the priority is the Hawks building right now.
Correct. They've been through tech review for the Hawks building. I believe there's a few final submissions that they're working on now to get all permits. Their goal is to be under full construction for Hawks by March. Once that's underway, they will do the tech review process for River Art. They are working with Avon Marsh as their designer, so local firm. We are working on easements with NIPSCO and working through all those details right now. So things are underway.
And this is Becky Hutzel, Brian. So I don't know if you know her or not, but she, and I apologize, I don't know her official title, but she does a lot of the work on all these projects that we're doing, as well as Mark.
He's the project manager.
You could have stopped with, does a lot of the work.
It does a lot of the work, yeah. So, and if you have any questions during the month, you're free to call Mark or Becky or whoever you want. You can call any of the commission members, but your best bet is Mark and Becky.
So we'll get with Brian after he gets back from Florida, you know, and we'll kind of walk him through the capital plan and some of the, you know.
Yeah, Larry's also very knowledgeable, but he's hard to get, so.
You mean like hard to understand or hard to get a hold of?
Hard to get a hold of. Oh, well, yeah.
Hard to get the other
one. Oh, yeah, a little bit of both. Okay, so if there are no questions on the staff report, we'll move to the open forum, which is a time of the meeting for general discussion about things that haven't been on the agenda, either from the commission or the audience. So does anybody have anything they want to bring up first from the commission? Anything you'd like to ask from the audience? If not, our next regular meeting is March 12th. We do have an executive session after this meeting, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye,
and we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
The motion to adjourn dies of lack of emotion.
Just about.